We continue Bezer Shemiz Baruch Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Siman Resh Beis Sid Beis Oslo Koyin Lakonis Tachas Oil Sheish Meis Tacht of a Koyin may not be under the same roof under which there is a nifter. Afilu Oil Gol Harbe, even if it's a very large roof covering a large area, even if there's just a roof and there are no walls, it's still considered tumas oil. But even if you have two rooms, mace, in one room there is a nifter, but the wall that separates the two rooms has a small hole, just a very small hole, that's yesh by tefach al tefach, just a tefach al tefach. Also, l'konis gam l'ched ha'sheni, the koyim may not enter the other room. Ki nefach tefach al tefach, a hole the size of a tefach al tefach, maybe it's a tumah, causes the tumah to travel between the rooms. V'keim imetz l'ched ha'sheni, if next to the second room, yesh oy ched ha'shlishi, there's a third room, u'benem gam ke nefach tefach al tefach, and again, between room 2 and 3, there's such a hole, any small hole causes the tumah to spread. The neck of Asui, if there's a small hole that's made to bring light, even if it has a very small hole, size of a coin, maybe it's a tumah, again, brings the tumah between the two rooms. If we have a rooms with these holes, on Shabbos we may close up the hole in a temporary fashion, but we only may do so if before the nifter is there. But once the nifter is there, closing up that hole is something that is really considered constructive, and therefore if us on Shabbos through a nachri, it may be mutter to do so. If one has a question about the size of the hole that we just discussed, the halach is the hole may be measured on Shabbos, because that's called a medida shel mitzvah. Sifkim melakem v'dinaseinu. In our place, shigagas abatim boltim l'chutz b'rchoiv tefach, the roofs stick out past the house of tefach. The kaimel on the reich of tefach may be satoma, and the halach is that whenever you have a space of a tefach, what's under it can become tamei. And therefore, the part that sticks out could bring tumah. If you have two houses, if there's a nifter in one of them, the tumah travels out through the doors or the windows, through the area that sticks out from the house, and that's how it will enter to the next house, through an open window, and therefore, the coin may not enter in the second house either, and this will be the halacha when you have a series of houses. Sif Dalad, Bafila Gagan Enin Shavim. Even if the two roofs of the two homes are not exactly on the same height, Elzel Malam Zel, one is higher than the other. Bafilo Agag Shatumah Sham Bebayis, even the roof over the house with his tumah, who Gvoya Haba Menagag Hasheni, or Behepach, one is considerably taller than the other. Halacha Moshe Sinai, the Halacha Moshe Sinai teaches us that we say Chavoit Rami. Pirush, which means on roin kila elyon nechbel v'nishber ad lamatam. The halacha l'mashem Sinai lowers the upper roof down. Machashem hayon nishbel ad atachten, and if that roof was lower, hayon negeba, it's considered like one extended roof, and therefore, akei halacha tumah zeh lezeh, that causes that the tumah should be able to go from one home to the other. Avam yesh hefsek b'neim, if the two houses are not connected, even if it's the smallest separation between the two houses, a filu kolshu shuvan ein halachas tumah, then we won't say chamoit rami. If there's a tree sticking out and there's a tumah under one branch, if Kohen is under a different branch, which is separate and has a small amount of space between the two branches, the fact that the mace is under one branch does not affect the other, what's under the other branch. Sefhevi ken kish karim nachsalamavi. Kamosha osalam reiruv. If there's a crossbeam at the entrance to an alleyway, like the halacha tells us to do when we make an eruv, v'ra'al chav tefach, and it's a tefach wide, v'agagim malim ale tefach mikan v'tefach mikan, and the two roofs are overhanging this beam, im kein ba mitachs gag al tachs akayra, so that causes the tumah should go from under the first roof, under the beam, v'imivis atum al tachs gag habayash mitzad sheni. And then it brings it to the other side. It brings tumah to the whole area. Even if on the arch, under the dome, there is no sticking out roof, it causes the tumah to go from under the roof to under the beam, to under the arch. But if it's a separate area, so it's separated, if there's any room for separation between the dome and the roof. Sometimes between rooms or houses, there's a wall without an opening. You have one roof. You take off the tiles, sort of disrupt the roof. There should be a room where it's not one continuous roof. But we have to see if the walls don't connect the two houses. Sif Vav. The door through which they're going to take the mess out of the oil, Ashur Sham, where the mess is found, by removing the mace from that room, from that home, Yitara oil, so we'll no longer have Tumas oil. Api Shapesa Chazehu Sosum, even if it's a closed door. Kamakim Nidinku Pasuach, the Alocha views that door like it's open. Lakain also Lakain Shiam Cham Tachas Akam Mashkaif, the Kain may not stand in that doorway. Even if the door is closed and he's on the other side of the door, if there's a roof protruding, maybe it spreads the tumah, even as if the door was open. If there's an open door or an open window, being at least 4x4 tefachim, as the neshach pesach asosim kilei pasuach, then the closed door is looked like a closed area, because the halacha says that the nift is going to be carried out of one of the open windows or open doors, and therefore mutl koin lamet sham. In many tumi yuchayin lagi alav derech pesach chalon pasuach, unless the tumi could go through a door or open window. If there are many doors and the decision is made that the nifter is going to be taken out of that particular door, therefore only that door brings tumah even when it's closed, and it prevents all the other doors from being able to do so. The kind that's in a house or in a room that have closed windows or doors, in a place where there's no hole of a tefach, there's no small opening in the window, and he discovers that in this neighborhood there's a nifter, Shem Pesach Pesach Echalein, if he'll open the window or door, Yemokim L'tumish Tovelov, it could cause the tum to travel into where he is. Oslov Toyach, he may not open that door. El Yishar Shem Kamayuhu Shehu, he should remain in that closed area, Achi Yitzios Ameis, until they remove the mace, and then of course he could go out. If the door, if the room that he's in is completely separate, the tumah cannot travel. Only when it's open, there could be a problem. A kohen may not get close to four amos of a mace, or shel kever, or of a grave. That's only if that's where the mess is there permanently. When they're carrying the mess in the coffin, when they say the tzedek adin, they just stand with the nifter in his coffin. That's not considered that the mess is kavua there, and therefore ain't sorak lasrachek. The distance that the kohen has to keep under those circumstances is kiyam arba tfachim, only four tfachim. There are those that are machmer, during the time of a hesped, that might be considered a time that the mess is kavur there, and the kohen should be four amis from the mess. And in general, there are opinions that hold that a kohen should always be kept at a distance from a kohen should always be kept a distance, a dalar amos from a mace, no matter what the circumstances are.